This programming is sponsored by Metro, introducing the Ride Metro Fare Card. The Ride Metro Fare System replaces the Metro Q Fare Card for bus and rail fares. Details at ridemetro.org/faresystem.
It's from Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Texas outpaced the nation in job growth in January, according to numbers just reported by the Texas Workforce Commission. But as News 88.7's Andrew Schneider says, unemployment ticked up from December, with Houston area posting higher jobless numbers than the state as a whole.
Texas added just over 40,000 non-farm jobs in January. That brought the total number of jobs added over the year ending in January to just over 112,000, for an annual non-farm job growth rate of 0.8%, slightly higher than the national average. Construction led private sector job growth statewide, followed by leisure and hospitality, private education, and health services. Meanwhile, unemployment rates rose across the board in the first month of the year. The Texas jobless rate climbed to 4.5%, up 0.6 percentage points from December. Greater Houston's unemployment rate rose by the same margin over the month, bringing it up to 4.9%. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
A land surveyor stumbled across what officials determined were human remains in Lamarck Wednesday morning. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn tells us more.
Officials with the Lamarck Police Department say the surveyor found the bones in a wooded area off of Highway 3 in Lamarck. Lamarck Chief of Police Byron Franklin says finding remains on undeveloped land isn't all that uncommon, especially in a developing area like Lamarck.
You know, our area is experiencing a lot of growth, and so a lot of these vacant fields and stuff, when you know, you have that unexcavated land, we get calls on that all the time. You know, it could be a coyote bone, it could be a hog bone, it could be a deer leg. I mean, you don't know until you get out there and start working it.
The remains were sent to the Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office. Franklin said it could be up to a month before officials get more information about the identity of the remains, like gender and age range. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
78 degrees right now and mostly cloudy here on the